The nation's first offshore wind farm in Block Island is celebrating its one-year anniversary this week. Avery Brookins reports tourism on the island has gone up since then because of the wind turbines.
Opponents of wind energy projects sometimes worry about how wind turbines will affect the ocean's view, making a trip to the water less appealing for people. But since the wind farm went online last year, Block Island's Tourism Council says the turbines have actually attracted more people. Jessica Willey is the council's executive director.
We've definitely seen more people on the island that have come just to see the wind farm. We've had businesses sprout up on the island, boats taking people out to see the wind farm.
Willie's husband, Chris, works in the charter boat industry. He says the wind farm has also helped enhance the recreational fishing experience.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature, as we all know. Sometimes the fishing stinks, and you can just say, all right, let's go look at, this engineering marvel 3 miles from the island.
But Jessica Willey says although tourism has gone up, offshore wind energy companies should consider tourism more often and earlier in their development process.
That was Avery Brookins reporting from Providence, Rhode Island.